AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Joe Biden has taken office. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the new president has declared today America's Day.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
Biden is now the nation's 46th president and faces arguably a bigger set of challenges than any of the others. A raging virus, deep political divisions, and overall uncertainty. At a Capitol assaulted just 2 weeks ago by his predecessor's backers.
Democracy has prevailed.
And says now is a time of renewal and resolve. And there's only one way forward.
The most elusive of all things in a democracy. Unity.
Biden's asking Trump supporters to hear him out, saying all Americans must come together to defeat not only the virus, but to show the world that a tested nation will emerge stronger. Sagar Magani, Washington.
St. Anselm's College political science professor Chris Galdieri in New Hampshire points out one thing President Biden said.
Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path.
He is putting down a mark there. I think the idea of lowering the temperature in Washington, in our politics, is probably a welcome one.
22-year-old inaugural poet Amanda Gorman did not refer directly to the violence at the Capitol.
Even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hoped, that even as we tired, we tried, that we'll forever be tied together, victorious.
The inauguration went off with no security issues. Former President Donald Trump was not at the inauguration. Former Vice President Mike Pence was. China imposed sanctions on nearly 30 former Trump administration officials moments after they left office. There are travel bans and business restrictions on former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, and former UN Ambassador Kelly Craft. This is AP News. A powerful explosion ripped the facade off a building in downtown Madrid, Spain. At least 3 people were killed.
Rescue teams and firefighters in a central area of Madrid rushed to the scene of an explosion witnesses described as extremely loud. Videos and images shared on social media show a tower of smoke coming out from a building and rubble scattered on the street. A while later, the mayor of Madrid said there were some deaths in the explosion, that an initial assessment linked to a gas leak. A nearby nursing home was evacuated, although no injuries have been reported among the residents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Italy recovered a 500-year-old copy of Leonardo da Vinci's 16th-century Salvatore Mundi painting of Jesus Christ that was stolen from a church in Naples during the pandemic. The painting was found in an apartment. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.